Hello and welcome to an all new episode of Love My Poland. Today we're going to talk about something that I'm pretty excited about. It is 20 differences in the translation from English to Polish. So things that we use every day, certain expressions that translate completely differently into Polish. I want to go ahead and warn you today that if you are not at all interested in learning Polish, or if you're not a Polish person who speaks already, this is going to be like watching paint dry. This is not the episode for you. So we're going to go through 20 words and expressions that translate from English to Polish completely differently. So let's get started today with the first one. The first one is word of mouth. Here at my school, I would say 99.9% of all of my students have come via word of mouth. Happy students telling other happy students to come to the business here. And that's a great thing. But what's funny is how they call it in Polish. Poczta pantoflowa. It's like saying slipper post or some kind of post via slippers. The pantoflowa means slippers. So that's kind of an interesting thing. It has nothing to do with word of mouth. Word of mouth advertising, poczta pantoflowa in Poland, mail by way of slipper. The second thing, you know, my father-in-law, maybe 3-4 years ago, used a word that I had never learned before, and he told me to go to the garden and give him a snake. I looked at him like he was crazy. Did you have something to drink? What's going on here? He said, no, I need the rura, I need the snake. And he was referring to a garden hose or a hose pipe. In Poland, they call this a snake. That's kind of an interesting way of translating those two things. Now, if you're a guy and you're too submissive with your girl and you give in too easily and you basically do whatever she wants, here in Poland, they call you, staying on the topic of slipper, a slipper. You are a lapdog in English, or you are a pantofel in Polish. That is hilarious. I have no idea where that came from. I would love to know the origin. If any of you know out there why we say pantofel for a guy who is too submissive, please let me know in the comments section below. Now, I've had a few run-ins with local law enforcement in Poland, and what Polish people call police is really funny too. If you know anything about English, if you've watched any movies, you know that we say cops for the police, or sometimes if we're really wanting to be mean, we'll call them pigs, you know, pig eat the donut, whatever the case may be. But here in Poland, they have two ways of calling them. PS, a dog, or, this is strange, glina, clay. The glina are coming, the dogs are coming. I have no idea, again, of the origin of that one, but we all have our ways, I guess, of referring to the police. And staying on the topic of police, the police drive around really in Poland on three vehicles. They have motorbikes, they've got your typical police car, and you've got these huge Volkswagen or Mercedes-Benz police wagons. And listen to what they call this. In Poland, this paddy wagon or police van translates to a bitch, suka. They call this police van a suka. And if you think about it, the dogs, the police, and the van, it kind of makes sense, but hilarious to hear people on the street saying that from time to time. Now in Poland, there's always a good reason to party. But really, you don't have to try very hard to find a reason to party. Just get some people together, get some good alcohol, and you're ready to go. But the best parties, in my opinion, after wedding parties, are housewarming parties. When someone buys a new flat or a new house, they have what's called in Poland, para patufka, which is a windowsill party. There's no expression like housewarming, it's just windowsill party. And recently I asked one of my very intelligent know-it-all students, why do you think they call it a windowsill party? He looked at me puzzled. He said, it's very obvious. When you move into your house, you don't have much stuff yet. You don't have furniture. You don't have tables and chairs. You just have a windowsill. And that windowsill serves the purpose for everything. You keep your food there. You keep your alcohol there. And people basically just stand around having a party together while the windowsill does all the work as kind of a slash table slash, you know, kitchen, everything right there on the windowsill. Very interesting, but very, very funny in translation from how we say those two things. This is a good one. You know, if you're at a party and someone rings the doorbell, number 7, you go to the door and you look through, in English, the peephole. Peephole. Now, in Polish, it translates to Judasz. And if you think about it, it's Judasz, Judas. Maybe Judas from the Bible. I have no idea, but way, way back in the day, I found out that in English, we used to also call it a Judas. And maybe some people out there call it a Judas even today. But as an American, I never heard of Judas for peephole. So peephole translates to a Judas, Judasz. Now in Poland, if you start driving here, you're going to see very quickly, especially in the capital city of Warsaw, that drivers are very aggressive. The speed limits are more of a suggestion for a lot of Polish drivers. So the government puts down speed bumps, especially in neighborhood areas, especially in roads that kind of go off the main street and you're going near homes and schools and so on. Now, a speed bump, listen to this. It's obvious. In English, it's a little bump and is there to control speed. But in Poland, it's called a lying down police officer. Leżący policjant. A policeman lying down to slow down your speed. Sounds like I'm joking, but I'm not. That is exactly what they call a speed bump in Polish. This one is really fascinating to me. You know, when you have a medical emergency, where do you go? To the emergency room, to the ER at your local hospital. But in Poland, there's nothing quite like ER in translation. They call it instead ostry dyżur, which would translate to hot shift. Ostry dyżur, a hot shift. Kind of makes sense. There's a lot of people coming in, doctors scurrying around nervously, trying to help every patient that comes in. Yeah, hot shift, kind of an interesting way of translating that. The 10th funny word today is blind date. You know, I've been on one blind date in my life and it was such an utter disaster that I said, I'm never doing this again. It was awkward, it was uncomfortable, and I really feel sorry for people who are set up on these kinds of blind dates. And what's funny though is how it translates into Polish. Blind date in Poland is called a date in the dark, randka w ciemno. So you go there, you have no idea what's going to be. It's like you're blinded kind of, I guess, in the dark. Kind of an interesting way of translating that as well. So blind date, date in the dark in Poland. Number 11. In America, we have tons of dead-end streets and cul-de-sacs, particularly in the subdivided suburban areas outside the big cities. And that kind of makes sense. It's a dead end. The street ends. It's finished. It's dead. But in Poland, they call it ślepa ulica, a blind street. I'm trying to make sense of that one. That one's also a challenge for me, but the street is blind. It doesn't go further. I guess if you keep driving, you don't know where you're going to go. So there's some sense there. So dead end street, blind street in Polish. Number 12 is a simple one. You know, I have to admit that I'm a McDonald's guy. I like a good cheeseburger from time to time, and the fries are the best at McDonald's. And you know, in America, obviously it's drive-through. And I noticed in Poland that other fast food restaurants like KFC use the drive-through, but for some reason, McDonald's in Poland and in Europe, they call it McDrive. Drive-through is a McDrive. We're going to go to the McDrive and get a cheeseburger. Yeah, just kind of interesting. If you didn't know that, now you do. Number 13. My students here at the school have a choice. When they come to my class, they can have water at room temperature or chilled water, and they can have still water or sparkling water. But in Poland, look how they translate this. Still water and sparkling water translate to woda gazowana, so it'd be like water with carbonation or water with gas, or woda niegazowana, so water without carbonation or gas. Very clear, very interesting, but to translate it exactly, it's kind of funny. So the water is different. Number 14, which nation doesn't have its fair share of traffic problems? You know, here in Poland, a lot of cars on the road, streets are narrow, it's kind of set up where it's very, very easy to get into a traffic jam. But here in Poland, they don't call it a traffic jam. In the word itself, traffic jam kind of makes you feel like, well, there's a jam temporarily, but soon it will be clear, we'll keep going. But in Poland, it's brutal. It's called korek, a traffic cork, meaning it's stopped. Think of a cork going in the bottle. Everything is stopped, nothing is moving. So traffic jam translates to a traffic cork in Polish. Number 15, I'm a big fan of amusement parks. I love Disney World. We grew up with Astro World in Houston, went there every summer, and I love a good Ferris wheel. And I'm still waiting for my chance to go to London and get on the London Eye Ferris wheel, but listen to what they call Ferris wheel in Polish. It is called Diabelski Młyn, which would translate to the Devil's Mill. The Devil's Mill. Very interesting, Poland. I like that. Number 16. If my wife could, she would spend all of her free time in a good book, especially a good romance novel. She loves those. And obviously, people who read a lot in English, you know they're called bookworms. But in Poland, we call them mól książkowy. It would be like a book moth, a moth that gets in the book, kind of eats it up, and just stays in there. Mól książkowy, also very interesting. So bookworm, book moth. You know, some of my favorite students here at the English school are my teenage students. And I've got a group of guys. One of them's David, very handsome guy, very athletic, plays sports, and you know, he's very popular with the ladies, and he enjoys the ladies himself pretty well. And they call him in Poland pies na babę, so a lady dog, a dog after the ladies. And obviously in English we would translate that to a ladies man or a womanizer, which is kind of funny. Call somebody a dog after the ladies in Poland. Pies na babę in Polish. Hilarious. Now, if you know me at all from watching the videos, you know I love my Polish mountains. And one sign, one literal sign that I'm in the mountains is a sign that says Serpentynki. Serpentynki would be like serpentines, roads that go in a winding fashion, like a hairpin kind of turn. I see that sign, I know I'm in the mountains, I just love how they translate that. So hairpin, winding, curvy roads, serpentines, snake roads. Now sometimes simple words sound a little funny when you translate them and break them down literally. And these next two, which are the last two today, are just that. The first one, a pen, a writing pen, a typical normal pen, długopis, długopis. And if you take these two words, długo and pis, it would literally be long writer. It writes a long time, right? Very creative, Poland. So a writing pen, długopis, write a long time. And the last one, number 20, my wife wears tights or pantyhose. Listen to the translation for pantyhose. Rajstopy. So paradise for the feet. Great! Rajstopy, pantyhose, paradise for the feet. I love learning the Polish language. So those were 20 words that translate in an amusing, hilarious way from English to Polish. If you're interested in things like this and you haven't subscribed already, go ahead and click that button and become a subscriber. A lot more material on the way, many more episodes to come. So I appreciate you taking the time to watch this video today. Thank you and have a wonderful day.